Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, July 23rd, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of industry and manufacturing news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
QuantumScape expands collaboration with VW battery subsidiary PowerCo. QuantumScape Corporation announced an expansion of its collaboration with PowerCo SE, the battery company of the Volkswagen Group. This updated agreement aims to accelerate the QSE5 battery development pilot line in San Jose. PowerCo will provide up to $131 million in new payments over the next 2 years upon achieving certain milestones. This collaboration will advance the industrialization of solid-state battery technology and allow PowerCo to engage earlier in production efforts. The agreement also grants PowerCo the right to produce up to an additional 5 gigawatt hours of QSE5-based cells annually and license certain future QS technology. CEO Dr. Siva Sivaram stated that this expanded agreement signifies the growing alignment between the two companies and their confidence in QSE5 as a game-changing platform for the battery industry.
Why construction in today's market demands a strategic advisor, not just a builder. In today's evolving construction market, successful projects require strategic consultation from day one. Cascon has transitioned from traditional contractors to trusted consultants, providing valuable guidance before construction begins. With construction costs rising while rental rates remain stagnant, project viability is at risk. Owners are reevaluating deals multiple times as projects struggle to be financially feasible. Cascon's role has shifted to that of a general business advisor, helping clients navigate complex financial decisions. By offering comprehensive advisory services, Cascon ensures project success by focusing on business sense, alternative solutions, and overall project outcomes. In a relationship-driven market, Cascon stands out by providing strategic construction consulting, market connections, and business advice beyond traditional contracting. With over 30 years of experience, founder Jeffrey Kassman leads the team in delivering successful outcomes for clients. For a construction partner that goes beyond building structures, contact Cascon to discuss your next project.
Platinum Group Metals Ltd., S. American, PLG, taps into AI-fueled data center surge. The rise of AI-generated services is placing extreme pressure on the global power grid. Platinum Group Metals Ltd.'s Waterberg project, a prominent platinum explorer and developer, is working to develop a supply of platinum crucial for powering the future of clean, resilient electrical infrastructure. According to a World Platinum Investment Council report, global electricity demand from data centers is expected to more than double to around 945 terawatt hours by 2030. Platinum is central to hydrogen fuel cells and advanced electrical components, making PLG a potential player in meeting tomorrow's power needs.
Trump's 93.5% tariff on Chinese graphite could inflate U.S. EV production costs. The Trump administration has introduced a 93.5% tariff on Chinese graphite imports, a key material for making electric vehicle batteries. This move could raise production costs for U.S. automakers, particularly those heavily reliant on Chinese graphite, like Mullen Automotive Inc., NASDAQ, MULN. This decision may impact the future of electric vehicle production in the United States.
Ucore Rare Metals Inc., TUQXUUF, advances critical minerals defense strategy. The Department of Defense has allocated an additional $18.4 million in funding to Ucore Rare Metals Inc. This decision is a crucial step in securing the United States' access to materials vital for national security. The money will support the installation of the first commercial rapid SX separation line at Ucore's Strategic Metals Complex. The U.S. military recognizes that any delay in production impacts their ability to keep aircraft operational. With a focus on reclaiming control over key components currently sourced from China, the DoD has invested a total of $22.4 million in UCOR. This support will aid in establishing a startup-scale plant in Alexandria, Louisiana, to ensure a stable supply chain for critical metals. Investor news breaks. G Mining Ventures Corp, GMIN, GEF, clears key regulatory hurdle for Gurupi Gold Project in Brazil. G Mining Ventures Corp has cleared a key regulatory hurdle for its Gurupi Gold Project in Brazil. A Brazilian federal court has annulled outdated permits, allowing the company to launch a new environmental licensing process. This removes legacy permitting risks and paves the way for disciplined development of the district-scale asset hosting significant resources. GMIN is moving forward with an exploration program in 2025 and reaffirmed its strategy, including environmental permitting and a construction decision at Oko West later this year. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. G Mining Ventures Corp is focused on acquiring, exploring, and developing precious metal projects to become a mid-tier producer. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform offering press release syndication for companies and the investment community.
U.S. scrap copper exports to China plummet. Thailand claims bigger share. Recent data from China's General Administration for Customs shows that the country imported 183,200 metric tons of shredded and copper scrap in June, with a slight month-on-month drop, but an 8.06% year-on-year increase. U.S. scrap copper exports to China have plummeted, creating opportunities for other countries like Thailand to claim a larger share of the market. This shift in the market dynamics presents potential opportunities for investors interested in copper producers like Tor Metals Inc., TSX.TE. For more information and updates on Tor Metals Inc., visit the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks provides deep insights into the mining industry, offering access to various communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors and influencers.
Rock Breaks Lafleur Minerals Inc., OTCQB LFL FertiFK0, featured in Network News Wire amid gold price surge. Rock Breaks Lafleur Minerals Inc. listed on the CSE as LFLR, the OTCQB as LFLRF, and the FSE as 3WK0, has been featured in a Network Newswire editorial discussing the surge in gold prices. With gold surpassing $3,300 per ounce in 2025, investors are turning to hard assets, making Lafleur well-positioned as a potential gold producer in Quebec. The company's Swanson Gold Project and Beacon Gold Mill show significant promise for long-term value. Lafleur's Beacon Gold Mill, capable of processing over 750 tons per day, may play a crucial role in processing mineralized material at Swanson and other nearby gold projects.
China slashes electricity generation emissions to record levels. China has significantly reduced emissions from electricity generation to record lows in the first half of the year, with CO2 emissions averaging 492 grams per kilowatt hour. As clean energy production increases, the demand for platinum group metals like rhodium could rise, benefiting companies like Platinum Group Metals Ltd., NYS American PLG, TSX, PTM, that specialize in extracting these metals. Mining Newswire is a specialized platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, offering access to a wide network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions to reach a broad audience of investors, influencers, and consumers.
Network news breaks. Lafleur Minerals ALR, OTCQB, LFLRFF, FSC, 3WK0. Featured in Network Newswire editorial amid gold price surge. Network Newswire editorial titled Gold Rally Intensifies as Juniors Race Toward Production highlights gold's rise past $300 per ounce in 2025 and investor flight to hard assets. Lafleur Minerals Inc., with a permitted mill and advanced stage exploration project in Quebec, is positioned to become one of the region's next gold producers, aligning with market momentum and regional support for mining development. Lafleur is focused on developing district-scale gold projects in the Abitibi Gold Belt near Val-d'Or, Quebec, with a laser focus on the Swanson Gold Project and the Beacon Gold Mill, which have significant potential to deliver long-term value. The Swanson Gold Project is easily accessible by road, with a rail line running through the property, allowing direct access to nearby gold mills, enhancing its development potential. Rock Breaks, Aloro Resources Little TLFZF ELRF P2Q, makes $1.5 million option payment toward ISCA acquisition. Aloro Resources LIT has made a $1.5 million option payment toward acquiring the ISCA Silver Tin Polymetallic Project in Bolivia. A final payment of $1.5 million is due by January 6, 2026. The agreement includes a $1.8 million credit for exploration work on the Mina Casiterita property. Aloro must pay $1.8 million for full ownership of Mina Casiterita and Mina Hoyada within 12 months of obtaining mining rights. Additionally, pending regulatory approvals, the company must issue 200,000 common shares upon property transfer. For more information about Aloro Resources Limited, visit their website at www.alororesources.com.
Tech Media Breaks. Data Vault AI Inc. NASDAQ, DVLT, enters strategic defense partnership with Burke Products. Data Vault AI Inc., listed on NASDAQ as DVLT, has entered a strategic defense partnership with Burke Products. Burke Products, a minority-owned Tier 1 defense supplier to major entities like Lockheed Martin and Raytheon Technologies, will collaborate with DataVault AI to integrate technology for defense modernization. The partnership includes subcontracted 2025 revenues and plans to expand into product offerings in 2026. DataVault AI will bring its ADR tone technology, acoustic sciences, digital twin modeling, and blockchain-based tools to the table. This marks DataVault AI's debut in military-grade solutions deployment across various defense sectors.
Advanced Glazings unveils Solera Reserve, a new era of architectural daylighting for refined residential design. Advanced Glazings Limited introduces Solera Reserve, a revolutionary translucent glazing product designed for refined residential design. Partnering with Allaire Homes Savannah, this industry-leading glass will enhance luxury homes across the U.S. Southeast. Solera Reserve offers a unique blend of beauty, performance, and wellness, catering to forward-thinking homeowners who value innovation. With features like light diffusion power, insulation, and built-in privacy, this product is engineered to create luminous, comfortable living spaces. Available exclusively through select dealers and builders, Solera Reserve is set to redefine architectural daylighting in residential design.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.